Out of the corner of his eyes, Card saw Mara stiffen a bit.
"Not in any of the cities around the edge?"
he asked Aves.
"No, it's definitely the forest. No more than 50 kilometers from here, either."
Card rubbed his forefinger gently across his lower lip, considering the possibilities.
"Still only 2 shuttles.
"That's all so far."
Aves was starting to look a little nervous.
"Should I call an alert?"
"On the contrary. Let's see if they need any help. Give me a hailing, General."
Aves opened his mouth, closed it again.
Okay,
he said, taking a deep breath and tapping something off screen.
"You have hailing."
"Thank you. Imperial Star Destroyer Chimera, this is Talon Card. May I be of any assistance to you?"
"No response,"
Aves muttered.
"You think maybe they didn't want to be noticed?"
"If you don't want to be noticed, you don't use a Star Destroyer,"
Card pointed out.
"No. They're most likely busy running my name through ship's records. Be interesting to see someday just what they have on me, if anything."
He cleared his throat.
"Star Destroyer Chimera, this is..."
Abruptly, Abe's face was replaced by that of a middle-aged man wearing a captain's insignia.
"This is Captain Pelion of the Chimera,"
he said brusquely.
"What is it you want?"
"Merely to be neighborly,"
Card told him evenly.
"We track 2 of your shuttles coming down, and wondered if you or Grand Admiral Thrawn might require any assistance."
The skin around Pelion's eyes tightened just a bit.
"Who?"
"Ah,"
Card nodded, allowing a slight smile.
"Of course. I haven't heard of Grand Admiral Thrawn either. Certainly not in connection with the Chimera, or with some intriguing information raids on several systems in the Paeonid Obroa Sky region either."
The eyes tightened a little more.
"You're very well informed, Mr. Card,"
Pelion said, his voice silky but with menace lurking beneath it.
"One might wonder how a lowly smuggler would come by such information."
Card shrugged.
"My people hear stories and rumors. I take the pieces and put them together, much the same way your own intelligence units operate, I imagine. Incidentally, if your shuttles are planning to put down in the forest, you need to warn the crews to be careful. There are several dangerous predator species living here. The high metal content of the vegetation makes sensor readings unreliable at best."
"Thank you for the advice,"
Pelion said, his voice still frosty.
"But they won't be staying long."
"Ah,"
Card nodded, running the possibilities through his mind. There were fortunately not all that many of them.
"Doing a little hunting, are they?"